Hello, welcome to the Highland Christian Church podcast. I'm Andrew Tate, the pastor, and today we are talking about anxiety. Anxiety and stress are naturally occurring in life, and they can even be helpful to a certain degree. But when they get out of hand in everyday life, that's when we have a problem, and it can make life tiring. When I was young, I was very anxious, a very nervous young teenager before I became a Christian at the age of 15. People would look at me now and say, you're very chilled and you're very relaxed, and it's true, but I wasn't always like that. I was very anxious and very nervous. How about you? Do you suffer from anxiety and stress and maybe even depression? There's a huge issue in society just now with this occurrence of anxiety. It's, for many people, life-affecting. It's the number one occurring mental illness in all of society just now, according to NHS figures. And so it's a big problem in our community. Now, Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10 that the thief or the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I've found that he can do that through stress and anxiety. And Jesus also said that he has come that we can have life in all its fullness. And anxious people and those suffering from anxiety, it's like the opposite of life and in all its fullness. And I believe that there's a spiritual battle when it comes to anxiety. The devil would want us to live under a cloud of anxiety and stress, and God wants us to have life in all its fullness through Jesus Christ. And so, well, I want to turn today to the most underlined or highlighted verses in the whole Bible on the Kindle app, and that's found on Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. And these verses specifically address this area of anxiety. So let's just turn there just now. It says this: do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we're going to break these verses down and just look at how God has provided us a way so that we don't need to be anxious about anything, and how he's given us a method to carry out in which we can live an anxiety-free life. And so the first part of these verses say, do not be anxious about anything. Now, this is a huge command, but it's coming from Paul, who wrote this, was someone who was under house arrest and he was imprisoned, and he knew what was coming to him. He was going to be martyred for his faith. He was under incredible pressure, under incredible stress. He was living at the time under Emperor Nero, who was especially brutal to Christians. And I won't go into the details, but Paul would have known pressure and stress. And yet he gives us this instruction: do not be anxious about anything. He had more reason to feel anxious than most people do today. And yet here he is saying, you don't need to be anxious. Don't be anxious about anything. Next he says, but in every situation by prayer and petition. So in every situation, pray. Pray about everything. I have learned this key, and it's taken me many, many years, that as soon as I feel anxious, I've learned to pray. And anxiety for me is like an alarm system. I need to pray about that. And I learned that when I pray early about a situation, it helps me get through it. And sometimes it even solves it very, very quickly. It's anxiety. Can use anxiety as an alarm system to remind you to pray. Now, it talks about two things here: prayer and petition. Petition is specifically about requests. So when you're specifically requesting of God something, you ask him for something in prayer. And when it says prayer here, it's talking about general prayer or the relationship side of prayer. So in other words, we could say be in every situation, be in relationship, be in conversation with God, and also make requests of him. You know, God is a God who wants to answer our prayers. If you are to keep asking me over and over again for the same thing. I would get worn down, but God does not get worn down. He's a God who wants to answer prayers. He's a God who wants us to continually come before him and ask him. You can nag people, but you can't nag God. God almost rewards the constant nagging, requesting, and he encourages us to do that. If you suffer from anxiety, you need to pray more. And that's just really the biggest thing that we can learn from this, is that every time you feel anxious, pray. The next section says here, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So we need to be people who are grateful and people who are thankful for what God has already given us. And I've found that an attitude of gratitude, as that sort of cheesy saying goes, is incredibly helpful in just making me realize how blessed I actually am. And so here Paul says, give thanksgiving when you ask God, when you bring your requests for him. And I found this, that when we are thankful and we make requests, it helps us to increase our faith and see more requests answered. It's because we've seen God move in the past and we can have confidence that he will move again in our lives in the future. Lord, you gave me this thing in the past and I'm thankful for that, and I now ask you for this thing. And it's like the thanksgiving pulls through the blessing. And so he gives us this instruction to be thankful. Then he says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. And so we've made our request to God. We've not been anxious, and we've made our request to God, and he promises us this peace. And this is a definition that someone gave of peace. It's the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly lot of whatsoever sort that is. You know, sometimes in life, you can say to yourself, I just don't get it. Things around me are not good at all, but I'm fine. Inside me, I'm at peace. And this is the peace which transcends all understanding that God will give us. And he replaces anxiety with peace that transcends all understanding. It's a great gift to receive from him. Maybe you're in a place of anxiety now. Pray to God, bring your request before him. Be thankful to him, and he will bring you into a place of peace. Your life may be in chaos, and yet you will be able to say, I just don't get it, but I'm fine. The next section of scripture here says that he will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Peace will guard your heart and mind. This is where we get the saying, peace of mind. It comes from this bit of scripture. And peace, it's a battle, and it was won on the cross, and it's something that we need to guard. And Jesus understands your anxiety. Jesus went through incredible anxiety himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. Before he was crucified, he sweated blood, which was an incredibly rare thing that has been documented in human history. It's called hematidrosis, and it's a very rare medical condition where one sweat will contain blood. And I won't go into the details of it, but Jesus was in extreme anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said this, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. But he triumphed through it. So Jesus won peace of mind. And he is happy to give us this peace of mind, and so that we can live free of anxiety. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are immersed, we are baptized into him, and we receive so many blessings: the forgiveness of sin, he breaks the power of sin in our life, and one of the things that we can receive is just this freedom from anxiety. Jesus defeated anxiety, and he defeated this sorrow to the point of death that he experienced. He triumphed through it, and God wants us to live an anxiety-free life, a life where we triumph over it as well. So here's a quote here just to close. God does not promise to change every situation to our liking. What he does promise to do is give us peace during any situation. In other words, God may or may not change the circumstance, but he will change our disposition toward it so that it does not cause us inner turmoil. And so I just wanted to share that with you today, that through this method that we can live a life free of anxiety. So let's pray before we close today. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you won the battle of anxiety on the cross, that you defeated it, that you triumphed over it. I thank you, Lord, that you want people to have life in all its fullness. And I just pray now that for everyone who's listening, that they would enter fully into a relationship with you, one where they experience fullness of life, one where they experience the complete forgiveness of sin, one where they experience the power of sin broken in their lives, that they would triumph over it, and one where they can live a life of peace of mind, free from anxiety, where they are anxious about nothing. I bless everyone who's listening today. Amen. You know, if you're in Thurso, any Sunday morning, you're welcome to come along to our church service at 5 Milbank Road, just next to the fire station. We've just bought a new building there, and we're in the process of doing it up, and it would be so great to see you there. You'd be welcome along. We've got church for people of all ages and a cafe-style church with tea, coffee, and pastries for adults. And that's between 11 and 12 every Sunday morning. Love to see you there. Thanks very much. Bye now.